Hello, everybody. Come Town 6.
Ooh, ooh.
I think this is 6.
69.
Bienvenidos de Come... what's Villa?
De Come Villa.
We were going to start this one in Spanish.
Por todos los listeners in in Mexico.
Mexico. But I don't know enough Spanish.
Nah, this can't do that shit.
I'm sick. I've got...
Who are you, dude?
I've got a bad disease.
Oh, shit.
Thanks. But we're doing an emergency special session of the podcast in remembrance of the tragedy that happened today. Well, I guess it was last week already, but RIP Harambe, guys. I'm
the
still
greatest
reeling.
Tragedy, the greatest loss that we faced in the last week.
I keep having to find more and more stories about Harambe, and they get, you know, all these damn shootings and celebrity deaths are taken away from my Harambe.
Yeah,
comments.
Today's terrorist attack is so disrespectful. To
you know, we're not even
going to
talk about it. We're not even going to. I don't even want to bring it up.
That's fair.
We should address, though. This came up. We got some negative comments on Twitter.
Really?
From people.
For what?
Apparently, you know, they know it's ironic, but we say the R word a little bit too much.
Well, no, but that's a deliberate political choice.
Yeah, it's called satire.
When I say retard,
I don't mean actual retarded people.
Mm-mm.
I mean fictional retarded people that I've made up to laugh at in my head.
Right.
Yeah. Of
but
course.
Who are really silly and goofy and are doing funny stuff.
Yeah. You know, but they're not real. It's like a fit, like Homestar Runner. Like, remember how everyone thought Homestar Runner wasn't mean-spirited because it was a cartoon with Down syndrome rather than it being a fucking actual boy with Down syndrome. That's what made it okay, guys. That's what satire is. And it's also like, you know, I mean, this is one of the most intelligent podcasts you could listen to.
Abso-fucking-lutely.
It's we getting got out of, there to the intelligentsia.
And it hurts me because, you know, there's a lot of young kids that listen to this. And they, this is actually, you know what, I have a letter.
Yeah, get the letter. Hold on. I think I got it.
I have a letter. I got it.
Who wrote this?
I got a letter. This is from one of our fans. Hi, Cometown. My name's Dylan. I'm 5 years old. I'm gay, and I just learned how to jack off. And I wanted to thank you guys for, you know, teaching me how to live my life as a trans 5-year old.
Wow.
And, you know, that warms my heart, guys, to know that these fucking kids are out there. And we're touching them. We're touching these children.
We're touching these
children. By the end of this project, we're going to touch basically every single child in America.
Every child, every race of child, every type, size, and
gender.
Race. Give me the Ashley Graham child. Let me touch the let me touch the biggest bitch 5-year-old you can find. And I'm going to touch her mind. Because I respect children and I respect our listeners, and to say that we're, you know, problematic is
that's fucked up.
It's bullshit. And you're basically a faggot if you're saying that.
Yeah, this is a smart show like the
you're a gay fag for sure if you're saying that.
This is a smart show like the Stephen Colbert Report. This is
That's
like
right.
basically, yeah.
We're playing characters.
We're playing characters right now.
But we just broke it. Fuck. All right.
Well, in real life, they don't even know what we are in real life.
That's like, so true.
They call that the fourth wall.
Yeah.
I think.
I'm a French literature professor at Columbia.
That's right.
Yeah.
I'm that guy that got exonerated for rape at Columbia. The mattress guy. The sweet. Wasn't he Swedish? Wasn't what if he was one of the
guy?
What if he was one of the bicycle guys from the Brock Turner case? Yeah. He went on to save another girl. Yeah, and it's
you know
like,
what? The rest of his life, still a sex offender.
Right. Well, it's like you know, the villain
man.
Becomes the hero
Free
kind
him.
Of story.
Although, like, did he get in trouble? He didn't get in trouble.
No, he didn't get in trouble.
Brock got in trouble.
Brock got in trouble.
Free Brock.
Brock got caught. Yeah, free Brock. You know what's so
this
funny?
This is a messed up question, but he said in his letter like. Oh, yeah, no, I can't go to the Olympics. Like, was Brock good enough at swimming to go to the Olympics?
Fuck no.
Has anyone
dude.
Looked that up?
There's no way he was
yeah,
good enough.
Yeah, I don't
know.
Well, he was, they said he was an all-American swimmer, which that just means white, right? Like, all-American.
Yeah, yeah,
that
yeah.
means white guy in my mind.
Absolutely.
I don't know what actually qualifies you to be all-American. You would know.
All-American? Yeah.
You get enough stars. He had enough stars in swimming. Yeah. You earn stars and stripes in sports.
From like doing chores. Yeah.
The smaller your fucking swimming underwear is. That's what I like.
Having the tightest locker.
Yeah. I love how swimmers are like, yeah, I shave all my body hair to be faster or whatever. It's like, yeah, an autistic person told you that. There's no way that actually has any real effect.
Also, Brock's dad has spent so much time around little kids in bikinis his whole life. Like, what a piece of shit, Brock's dad. I'm not going to listen to you.
That is the worst part about Brock's dad, for
Well,
sure.
I don't know, man. It was kind of dumb that everyone was criticizing that letter as if, like, his dad was supposed to be like, yeah, fuck him up. Fuck him up. I hate my son.
Yeah, the person who raised the rapist is going to be, like, a fucking a font of knowledge.
His dad did have a tweet that was like, Brock is going to be enjoying a different kind of footlong in jail.
I did that tweet.
You did?
Yeah. I did one today for the I was like, the bright side of this whole shooting thing is that, you know, all the victims are up in heaven enjoying a different kind of little.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, my God.
I can't help myself.
You're going to hell. You're going to hell.
If I go to hell, will I be enjoying a different kind of
different
football?
Different kind of football.
Shit. Sorry, those are my keys.
Oh, that's too good. It's the new black box. It's the plane should be made out of the black box. It's the black box of Twitter.
Yeah, it's a great joke. I really don't think there's been enough time with Brock Turner yet. That guy should have postponed that shooting until... I guess he had to do it during Pride Week, a.k.a. Gay Ramadan.
Gay Ramadan.
So it has the most effect.
Absolutely.
That's what they should do. To get back at him, they should change the name of Pride Week to Gay Ramadan.
Gay Ramadan. Just fucking pictures of Muhammad sucking other Muhammads off.
Yeah. But we didn't get enough time with that Brock story.
I think it's still... Yeah, you're right. It's probably gone now, unfortunately.
No, it's gone. Yeah, now it's going to be this shooting thing. And I don't know if you saw this. About an hour ago, they arrested some white guy with like a gun in his car outside the Pride Parade in L.A.
What?
Yeah. Oh, and I read the article. I told Adam already. I read the article, and there was a line in the article where they're like talking. You know, it's like buried in there where they're talking about. You know, like a representative from the Anaheim Police Department stated that they take Disneyland very seriously. Just be that cop, and it's like, yeah, Mickey's real. He's fucking real, and we protect him. Goofy's real. And Goofy are real. I'm friends with them, and I keep them safe.
And I take him serious.
I take them very fucking seriously. There's nothing... I mean, I know his name is Goofy, but there's nothing,
there's nothing funny.
There's nothing goofy about Goofy the dog. He's a businessman. I respect him. I respect his choices as a father. The way he raises Max... frankly, I wouldn't let him listen to some of that music that he enjoys.
I mean, he probably shouldn't be hanging out with Pauly Shore either. But
yeah, that movie sucked.
Goofy movie?
Yeah,
I have nothing but
Are
positive.
Are you
I have nothing
for
but
real right now?
I remember not
it.
Liking it. As
Powerline, like Max's favorite star, was so cool. That song was so cool.
You know what I think it was? I think I was embarrassed of my own father, and it struck a nerve with me as a kid, and I just couldn't do it. There were too many similarities.
I love that one, that movie too, because it's just like everyone's a goofy.
Yeah,
like there's no fucking mice. There's no like where.
Yeah.
What universe is this? What is this goofy?
They're dogs.
Is there a different planet?
They're all dogs.
They're human like dogs. They have human bodies.
Yeah, but where did fucking Donald fucking Duck go?
Is Pete supposed to be a cat? The neighbor Pete the cat.
I think he's a cat.
Dog.
Yeah,
he's just a big dog.
Was he a dog? I thought he was a fat cat. We need to rewatch this.
Yeah.
Well, they all go back to what is it? Steamboat Willie. The original Mickey cartoon.
Yeah,
it's Mickey Mouse, and then his boss is
animation.
Pete. So it's Mickey's boss.
Interesting.
Why isn't Mickey in the
That's
goofy
what I'm
movie?
Fucking saying. There's no
right,
fucking
they don't live
mice.
In the same town. He lives in an all goofy person
so
town.
So it's segregated. It's by species.
In the Disney world, there is segregation. It is. Well, Walt Disney was an avowed racist.
That's
Everyone
right.
knows that.
Well, actually,
anti-Semite.
You remember the show Doug? I don't know if I brought this up on the podcast
I don't think
before.
You have.
But, so you know how like in Doug, like Skeeter's green and the friend
Rogers.
Blue.
Yeah.
But initially, they wanted the show to be like, let's make it multiracial. Let's have like his best friend's Hispanic and like there's a black kid and like Nickelodeon or whatever back in 1987, whenever that show was being pitched, they were like, just make them purple and stuff. And they were like, I think actually making them a different race might be too much, so let's just make them something that nobody can relate
give
to.
Give them disgusting right? green skin. Give them jaundice instead of making them Hispanic.
I want one of them to be, their race to be booger, because that's more pleasant than actual black eye, I think. I got to do, speaking of trial, I got to do jury duty tomorrow.
Oh, fuck, you scared,
you have
dude?
Jury duty like once a month. What, didn't you just
that's
have
what
jury
happens,
duty?
Man. If you're a full-blooded white guy, they get
they
you.
Want you up there.
Yeah.
They know you.
Because you understand justice.
My family came over on the Mayflower, dude.
You're a good judge of character.
Yeah. No, I had to postpone it last time. Because I had shit to do. And I postponed it to this one. And I can't. And that's where I saw there was a guy in line.
With the PlayStation.
What happened?
There was a guy. There's some old black guy in line at jury duty last time that was just carrying a PS4.
No, I like to believe that it was the box for
the
PS4 he was using as a briefcase,
that's
which
what
is
it
even
was.
Funnier.
It's not funnier because it's so sad. He's like the guy from The Pursuit of Happiness, except the child died.
Yeah.
He's trying to get that child back. It's Pursuit of Happiness 2. I got PlayStation.
Yo, it was a briefcase, though? He wasn't, like, playing PS4 for jury duty?
It was the PlayStation 4 box that has, like, a handle on it, and he was using that as a briefcase.
Oh my God.
Can you imagine, whatever like, court case that is, to have to be the other side of that when you're like, actually, he should go to jail. I'd have to fucking lock that guy up. That poor.
What if he was a lawyer? What if he was like the public defender? Just like,
he's a lawyer for that retarded guy that accosted you outside of the Yankees game.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that was so good, dude.
That guy knew the whole
schedule
of the Yankees.
And he talked like Daffy Duck.
2016 season. He's like,
when do you tell the story?
When we were at we went to a Yankees game. And I was wearing an Orioles shirt, you know, as just to be a dickhead. And some guy came out and fucked immediately. At the end of the game, some guy just comes up to me. He's like, what are you doing here? The Orioles are at home against the Texas Rangers right now. And I was like, what? And he's like, the Orioles, they're not here until July 30th. Whatever the fuck. He had like the exact like day down. And he just had like a nice fat. He was had a fro.
He knows the
mustache,
whole schedule.
He knew the whole schedule. And he talked, he was just like an adult, autistic man who loved the Yankees so much. And he accosted me about it. Had the funniest voice I've ever heard in my life, probably.
Well, he also had that like black eye mustache that you don't see them have very much anymore, where it's just like a solid black.
Yeah, there's no nose.
Thick black. Like this.
Trebek has one like that.
What's that?
Alex Trebek's got one of those.
Steve Harvey had one. Where they just have like a cigar on their face. Yeah. Like this big fucking fat. I wish I could grow a mustache like that. I can't.
I can't grow a mustache at all. I can't grow it in the middle. Let me tell you guys something, that news story that we didn't get enough time with, I'd like to go back to.
Please.
The Gary Condit Chandra Levy thing.
Oh, hell yeah.
9/11 really ruined that shit. Yeah. Everyone's talking about that.
Did that happen in September of 2001?
It happened early September.
2001.
So we were all talking about 90. Why is OJ shit so big this year? Why is like 90s? Are we gonna go through all 90s news stories? Or are we bored with our own news stories?
No, they're doing that because if you look on Netflix now, they like there's been a resurgence of like shitty. Well, not shitty, but like 90s. I guess summer thrillers and blockbusters. Mm. They're all like I watched. What was it? Fatal Attraction the other night, which might be the funniest movie I've ever seen in my entire life. Glenn Close looks like absolute dog shit in that movie.
That's the woman. I haven't
she
seen
looks,
it.
She looks, yeah.
She's the one he leaves, like, his wife. What is it? What's the plot of the movie?
So he has a hot wife. I forget who the wife is played by, but she's, like, this hot, like, fucking some European actress or something. I don't know. I wasn't paying attention, but she was hot. And then he meets Glenn Close. Who looks like a fucking like hair metal meth addict.
Looks like a
she
roadie.
Looks like an early trans. That's what she looks
like.
Yeah,
she does.
When the surgery was very new.
Yeah.
Like, you know, she retains most of her masculine features. Sort of like a, yeah, whatever.
She flew over to
fucking Denmark.
She took one hormone. She had one, not hormones. She had one singular
hormone. She's barely.
Yeah, yeah. She sucked on a ball for like 30 minutes. And then she's like, I'm finished. They finished me, love.
Yeah. And Michael Douglas can just not
stop. Yeah, he
stop
can't stop.
Her.
He's like, his wife goes out of town for like 45 minutes and he's like, I have to fuck you. And he fucks her. And then Glenn Close is already not an attractive woman.
Sure.
And in this movie, she's like really particularly fucking bad. Like, have you ever been to, have you ever seen like the white trash in Florida?
Oh, yeah.
Like,
sure.
That's yeah. the look. I said the other day, she looks like when Uncle Fester gets electrocuted in the bathtub. Her, like, eyes are all sunken in her head, and she's, like, oh, very white.
Well, that what picture about that you sent me, though? I think that was, like, an 80s style, but there was, like, the raccoon around the
yeah,
eye
she
style.
Had, yeah, yeah, like, yeah. She had raccoon eyes, and then her hairline starts in the middle of her head, like fucking Elizabeth I, and she's got this shitty, like, frizzy mop of blonde hair, but and Michael Douglas just cannot stop fucking her. And she's, like, cutting herself and threatening to ruin his life, and he's like, I just need more. I think it was a euphemism for, like, bad cocaine or something, mm. or the crack epidemic or something. Ooh. In the 80s. That might
That's
be what
deep.
It'd be. It might
you
be
directed
smart.
It?
Me, I did. That's you why I'm fucking. It's a satire. It's Paul Verhoeven. That's who did it. But yeah, and Michael Douglas was in like a bunch of these like movies where he just has he has like weird bad sex with women, like this weird like middle aged sex where it's like you're not. Yeah, there's. I watched the other one. Which actually is Verhoeven, I think. Basic Instinct?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
oh, I get those two confused.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And he goes...
Wait, you said that you saw Fatal Attraction. I confuse those two movies all the time.
No, because Sharon Stone's hot, dude.
Yeah, she shows her pussy.
Yeah, you see her pussy in that movie.
I fucked her before.
But then Michael Douglas fucking in those movies is like it's always the woman being like... I don't want you to make love to me. I want you to fuck me. And then he's like always about to bite them. He's always like making the, just like sucking air through his teeth. Like he's about to fucking bite them. And then whenever he sticks his dick in, they both have this like pained express. Like have you ever seen cats fuck? Like where it's just traumatic incident. Yeah, like two male barnacles that fuck each other to death. That's like the you know vibe of Michael Douglas's sex scenes.
Was he the cuck in Unfaithful?
No, that was
who was the husband? I think he was the cuck in Unfaithful.
No, wasn't that fucking Richard Gere?
That was Richard Gere. You're very right.
Bitch.
Swish.
I know that shit, bitch.
The Richard Gere gerbil rumor
it
keeps being funny to me.
It's the best.
You know what I need to do? As soon as we're wrapped up with this, do a series of tweets about Harambe living inside of Richard Gere's ass.
Folks, you're getting to see Extremely Online, guys.
This is the process.
Process right? Unfolding before your
you're
eyes.
You're letting them into the process.
Before your damn ears.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's so funny to me.
Well, you and I, remember when you and I and Jake were talking about the Rod Stewart one and we did the math on it?
Yeah.
So the rumor, Rod Stewart, there's a rumor that he OD'd and like they saved him
party.
In the hospital at a party, right?
He OD'd at a party and had to go to the hospital.
Oh, right.
And they pump his stomach.
And
what was it?
There's 2 liters of semen. There's a drug cocktail and 2 liters of semen. We're just like... Wow, that's like a tremendous amount of semen. So if you look at the median load of a guy, and then you divide that into 2 liters of semen, it's like he would have had to suck. How many was it?
It was like, I think you know. I mean, I'm pulling it.
It was
I remember,
in the 700s.
Yeah, it was like 722.6.
Yo, what if he was saving? I love that he's maybe just saving his own jizz.
Rod Stewart.
Maybe he's just coming into a fucking
bucket. Yeah. That is one option. He had some sort of refrigerated jizz situation.
There's no other way. Unless he's just a large bukkake.
No, he had to have sucked. I mean, first of all, the story's real.
So. It's a true story.
That's number one.
About
let's get that
Rod
out of the way
Stewart
right now.
Sucking 723
it's
men's
one of those
penises.
Yeah.
Before what? How long does it take to metabolize? Like 6 hours?
You have to remember this
is the
1980s too. So this is like a big Hollywood party. Michael Douglas is fucking like a broom with tits drawn on it. He's high on cocaine.
An upside
in the
down room with a frowny
Gere,
face.
Richard Gere walks in. He's like, "Does anyone have a gerbil?"
Just all the urban legends.
Yeah.
Oh,
Prince is getting his ribs removed so that he can suck Marilyn Manson's dick.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how that got confused.
I think those rumors do get like applied to multiple celebrities.
Yeah, well, it's colloquial, depending on when I was a kid, I remember it was Marilyn Manson that
sucking his own dick.
And then it wasn't until adulthood that I heard that it was Prince doing it.
Oh, I never heard Prince. This is the first time I've heard that.
Do you remember when Ciara came out and everyone's like,
she's
got a penis, guys. Yeah. She's a beautiful woman.
I don't remember that one.
Starting her music career.
I do remember Lil Bow Wow got raped by his bodyguard.
Yeah. Oh, that's true.
Is it? Because someone told me it wasn't.
I think it's true.
That was like me finding out Santa isn't real at like 22 years old. Is that the little Bow Wow story wasn't real?
I think it's real.
See? I mean, check, because I'm pretty sure.
And someone from B2K got raped, I think, also.
B2K stood for Boys of the 21st Century, just in case anyone.
I think Roger from Moesha raped B2K.
Oh, my
God. I'm not even kidding. That's the rumor I heard.
Wait, Roger from Sister Sister?
Yeah, yeah, whatever.
Yeah. Batman, that was his stage name, right?
Was it?
Yeah, he went into R&B after that. Yeah, because he's like an R&B guy. Because I remember that like Roger was the fucking nerd, and he did like a similar Stefan thing. Well, he hit puberty in between seasons, and like he went from being like little Roger to then he was like.
It wasn't Roger. It was TJ, wasn't it?
No.
That was Smart Guy. Never mind.
Yeah, that was Smart Guy, bitch.
Yo, this is the most 90s ass podcast we've ever
only
had.
Only 90s kids.
Yeah.
Only 90s cuts. Gary Condit.
Only true ass 90s.
Well, that's
kids.
What you do. Like, you know, we were joking about that show, Vinyl. Like, fucking baby boomers love being like, ah, oh, man, the 70s. Yo, dude, I've fucked so many women that look like Glenn Close. And they reminisce on the 70s. And you're like, shut the fuck up. And then we're going to do that. But we're going to be like 40 years old and be like, Doug. It was a multicultural
Roger.
Show. Nobody did it like us.
Roger from fucking Moesha. I remember the Sierra thing, though. I remember, and I would, it did not deter me from beating off to Sierra, and I think that's what opened up me thinking I would fuck a trans woman. Yeah, I'm in there for sure.
You know what? You know what one was great is the Jamie Lee Curtis one.
Oh, yeah.
Like Jamie Lee Curtis was a hermaphrodite, and it was because she had like short hair.
Yeah, yeah. she had a jarhead.
She had the biggest tits in the world.
Oh yeah, dude. I would titty fuck the shit out of Jamie Lee Curtis.
Dude, yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah,
that was one of my first boners. Was True Lies when she does the strip dance scene?
Oh, how about fucking in?
Yo, what's up with like every movie where Arnold has a kid? The kid's name is Jamie.
Yeah, I have
real?
To save yeah, Jamie. Yeah.
Jamie! It's Christmas, Jamie! Jamie, don't forget,
man.
We have to get a present!
The Turbo Man!
Jamie!
Hell yeah, dude.
Yeah.
I did not know that that was the case.
Yeah, and in every movie he had, like his name was like John Anderson.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I love
that. I'm from Cleveland.
I'm a
I
police
love
officer
hot dogs.
I'm a cop. From Los Angeles. Born and raised.
He's the big, yo, he's like, he's one of my,
he's the king, dude.
He's the biggest overachiever of all time.
Yeah.
I'm not saying he didn't work for it. He worked for that body.
Well, his dad was a Nazi. I mean, you know, people complain
they
about their fathers.
They instill values in you.
Well, imagine if your father's... Wasn't he a Nazi police officer? He was like
know. He was an Austrian cop.
He was an Austrian cop, but that was also a Nazi sympathizer.
Well,
so imagine you have a Nazi cop dad. How are you not going to be the most jacked fucking dude in the entire world?
Then the whole country should be Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah, that's true, dude. Wow, profound.
He got you.
Thanks.
He got you, bitch.
R.I.P. Harambe.
Yo, but like, listen, here's this guy, this like mongoloid, like gland case that's like, I'm going to be the strongest guy in the world. And then he became the strongest guy in the world. Yeah. And then he's like, I'm going to be the biggest movie star, despite the fact that I cannot speak English.
Right. Well, he was in an intelligible
manner whatsoever.
Right.
And then he became the biggest fucking movie star in America.
Well, it was right time, right place for him. I think the 1980s were a weird thing. Like after the Vietnam War and before the Gulf War, there was like this weird period in American cinema where the idea of like an American hero evaporated because they like lionized World War II in American cinema.
Right, yeah.
So you have all these movies like glorifying the American GI and what a hero is.
Right.
And then everybody hates the fucking military after Vietnam and nobody gives a shit about like American values anymore after Nixon and stuff. And so all of like the American heroes in the 1980s are like, you know, Europeans on steroids.
Right,
you know,
right,
it's like
right,
Jean-Claude
right.
Van Damme and, you know, Arnold and shit.
Stallone had a nice run there.
Must be a literal robot. Yeah,
Stallone. Sly.
But so, yeah, but he sounds European because he has like Bell's palsy or some shit.
Well, Dave, and also Rambo is like so.
He did
anti-
porn right before he became. He was living
in
the.
Yeah, he did one.
In,
yeah,
he was living in
I saw
the.
His hog. It's pretty big.
The bus station at Times Square. What's that shit? The Port,
Port Authority.
Authority. Yeah, he was living there. And he saw an ad for a softcore porn.
Whoa, is Sylvester porn. Stallone here?
Yeah.
Yo, how you guys doing right now? I wish I could do better.
Yeah, no, he did porn.
He did a porno. I watched it.
You know, and then
I think you'd see his dick.
The story of Rocky is pretty cool because he wrote that fucking piece of shit. And
hey,
and then he sold it. And he was like, I want to direct it and be in the movie. You're not getting it.
Right.
And then they fucking, mm-hmm. you know, they were like, no, we'll give you this amount of money. And he mm-hmm. fought for it and fought for it.
Yeah.
And he took like a lower amount of pay to be in it. And now, you know.
Yeah, it's fucking
he
incredible.
He won Best Screenplay at the Academy Awards.
My friend Matt told me a story that like Sylvester Stallone, like he has a friend that's family friends with Sylvester Stallone. And, you know, they've known them for years and they went horseback riding on their like with their horses in Maryland somewhere mm-hmm. in like Western Maryland. And Sylvester Stallone fell off his horse and like stubbed his thumb and started crying. He's a grown man.
I love this fucking slander, this sly slander we got going on.
Yeah,
here.
Yeah, yeah. I heard from one guy told me that another guy that he knows said that Sylvester Stallone cried, dude. I'll fucking kick his ass. If I see him right
dude,
now,
he's a bitch.
He's
dude.
A fucking bitch, dude. I'll kick his ass.
Yeah, fuck Sly, yeah.
So what's going on in the world of monster trucks? That's the monster truck segment.
Oh, the bone. What's his name? The
Gravedigger.
Gravedigger is always. I feel like since we were kids, been around.
He's always. Yeah. Well, that's like the number two truck after Bigfoot. You yeah. know what I want to do? I wanted to print up my own Gravedigger shirts with Gravedigger on them, and like go to an event, like a monster truck event, and set up a little table and start selling them and see how long it takes before they notice and shut me down. But it says Gravedigger on it. Or, well, it's got Gravedigger on it. The picture Gravedigger, and then it says Digger Lover.
Jesus Christ.
And you see how many you can
That's
sell.
That's pretty good.
I think people would buy them.
They would sell out quick, dude.
Yeah.
The monster truck
Have you
demographic
been to a monster
and the
truck?
N-word pun demographic.
Yeah. Yeah, I went to a Monster Jam at US Air Arena when I was like 5.
Was it good?
I don't know. I was 5. I was there with my grandma. I remember being very loud.
Nice.
And then I went to another monster truck event pretty recently. Me and Dana went to one at like a fair, and it kind of sucked.
Yeah,
it's
it seems like
cool.
It would suck.
Yeah, my friend just went for his like birthday in Austin. He went to one, and he said it was kind of underwhelming.
I believe that shit, dude. I would want to go, but it's just anywhere there's that many fucking people and the people that love monster truck rallies.
You want
to
go
to be around.
You
want to
have your own private monster truck
yeah,
event?
I want to have
like a Bond villain.
I want an audience with fucking Gravedigger, dude. I want a private audience with Gravedigger.
I
want
to go
in a fucking robe.
I watched the like the modern Marvels on monster trucks and they were like talking about how the drivers don't have fans, and the drivers get like fucked up, dude. They get like their spines broken and shit, and they just cycle them out. And it's like, really, people only care about the trucks.
They're unsung heroes. The trucks are like characters.
The trucks are the stars.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah.
How much do you make to be a monster truck driver?
$22,000 a year.
That's not bad.
Nah, they got to be Teamsters, right? How funny would it be if they're
union.
Teamsters? Yeah.
They're fully union.
Yeah. I ain't doing that. I drove over a car last week. Get me a fucking sandwich. The trucks just sit there all day long. Get paid $9,000.
That's not bad.
$9,000 a day. Yeah, that's how much Teamsters make.
I want to go to the RNC.
Yeah, Brandon Wardell's going.
I know.
That's yeah, hilarious. Brandon Wardell's being sent there by like Nickelodeon, GAC, and fucking Gogurt.
He's got some great insights into the world of politics.
Yeah, I don't understand what they're doing. They're sending me to the RNC, and I'm gonna be like, yo, nice to hear. It's whack, Donald Trump. That's gonna be the entirety of what they pay him $250,000 to go there.
He's gonna like get them to dab or something.
Yeah, exactly.
He's going to be like, I just taught the Soldier Boy dance to the delegates from Guam.
The Hillary campaign should seriously fucking poach Brandon. They should hire Brandon.
Honestly, really, they should.
They should. That would
They're
be
sort he's, of doing he's that good already, at memes. Right?
Yeah, he would be great for them. And then also we could relentlessly bully Brandon about doing that for the rest of his fucking short life.
Short.
Oh yeah, dude. The more money he gets, he's gonna overdose on sneakers or whatever the fuck.
Oh, did you guys? I forgot to ask.
Water.
Did you congratulate Trump for predicting the terrorist
attack? Oh, man, that was the best tweet.
What a champion
of the day! Yeah,
yeah, everyone's saying thank you to me.
Yeah, yeah.
Everyone's congratulating me. I want to say thank you for congratulating me, but it's, you know, let's give it a day or two before I graciously accept that I was right about Muslims.
Oh god,
he's the king.
He's a fucking hero, man.
So now it's like basically we get a fascist versus an imperialist, and we have to choose. Everyone's gonna choose imperialist.
Stop with the hot takes over there, buddy.
That's my take, guys. I know the imperialist. I know the chopper heads are
actually. Sorry, guys, you're not allowed to say hot takes anymore. That's
Brandon.
Belongs to Brandon Wardell.
Yeah,
copyright
Brandon's
Viacom,
cool about it,
the Brandon Wardell Corporation. Fuck. It's Lit Fam Entertainment Incorporated. They own Hot Takes now.
N-word media.
Please let me say the N-word media.
It's just called N-word media.
Oh, fuck.
The N-word I'm talking about is never. Because I'm never going to stop.
Because I'm never going to say it, folks.
Sorry, I got to stretch.
You got to stretch it out. Should we take a break?
Yeah,
take a break.
We'll take a quick fiver and then we'll be back.
We're back.
Look right down in a crowded hall. You see there's a beauty standing. Is she really everywhere or a reflection? One always called out to you, the other shy and quiet. Could there be two different girls who look the same as Sweet Valley?
Okay, we're back from break.
Back from break. It's Puerto Rican Rattlesnake Adam Friedland.
Puerto Rican Rattlesnake Stavros Halkias.
And the original Puerto Rican Rattlesnake, me. It's actually Puerto Rican Pride Week. It's Puerto Rican Gay Pride
Week. Puerto Rican Gay Pride Week.
No, it is Puerto Rico Week, which I feel like they have too often here. In New York.
It's Lin-Manuel Miranda is the head of the parade.
How about this? Here's a good compromise. No more gentrification. You get rid of that fucking parade. We take it away from him.
Dude, what do they do for the parade?
The crazier parade around here is the Caribbean one.
They go
you say it pirate style.
I say it pirate style.
It's an aesthetic choice. Caribbean. I've never heard anyone say Caribbean until the Pirates of the Caribbean movies came out.
That's how I say
it.
You've said it like that your whole life?
My whole life, yeah.
I actually do a bit about how no one says it that way until those movies came out. Because I say, you know what my thing is, I say Reese's Pieces. I can't stop doing that. I don't know why.
Reese's, baby.
Reese's Pieces.
Reese's Pieces.
Yo, let me get some Reese's. Do you have Reese's Pieces?
They fucking say, that's how people say that shit in Baltimore.
I don't think it's a regional thing. I think I'm just a fucking idiot.
Yeah, my friends are dumb as well.
I used to say like reindeer zing, like when I saw those signs.
Oh.
Like school, like children zing.
Oh, zing. Everybody does that. Xmas. I say Xmas.
Oh, no. I figured out Xmas. Yeah. Couldn't figure out zing until I was like,
I thought it meant that there were Chinese children playing. Beware, Chinese children ahead.
There's a zing coming up.
Children, ching. Ching, wah, ching, wah, ching. I'm not going to be able to be racist towards Chinese anymore. I'm leaving Chinatown.
Are you moving?
Where are you going?
I'm moving to Bed-Stuy.
You're going to that place?
Bro. Yeah. Like a pretty cool Bed-Stuy guy now. Yeah, I'm in Bed-Stuy.
Oh, yeah?
Dude, this is...
Yeah. Yeah, I don't really consider myself one of the gentrifiers because it's like I'm not the one paying the rent. You know what
Dude,
I mean?
This is where they did do the right thing. And by the way, I disagree. I don't think they did the right thing.
Yeah, there was like a shooting a couple blocks from my house the other week, so it's still pretty lit in my neighborhood. It's still like it's still a pretty cool place to
gang
live.
Shit. Gang shit, bro.
Gang shit. RIP to Popcorn 270.
Oh, I miss him so
who's
much.
Who's in jail?
Dude, I sent you the DMs. I sent him right before he went to jail. Yeah.
Wait, who?
You know who discovered him is Will from Chapo Trap House.
Oh, well, shouts out.
Yeah,
that is
Will, the greatest
I've evangelized Popcorn for
Popcorn
a while.
Popcorn 270 on Instagram. This like fat, this little fat white kid, this Eric Cartman.
In Kentucky.
Like, is, you know what he looks like? He looks like Eric Cartman with Glenn Close's hair from Fatal Attraction. And yeah, he's like, all of his videos are like, me and my niggas hanging out smoking weed. You know? It's like, he was like some other moron and a white beater.
He is very, plays very fast and loose with the N-word.
Yeah, dude. It's so funny. And anyhow, he just got arrested and he's doing 10 years.
What? I'll read the DMs that I sent him. I was like, yo, Popcorn, you... So he like wrote on one of his
you
Instagrams.
You find him. I'll continue telling the story. So yeah, his account's great. It's like this little fat kid that just smokes weed and like makes shitty rap videos and like posts pictures of his Kmart brand jeans like sagging. But yeah, he got arrested and Adam DM'd him to see.
So I was like, hi, Popcorn. Are you really going to jail on Wednesday for 10 years? And he said, yeah, I have to do 2 years out of 10 to get parole, but I'll probably do 4. And I was like, damn, dude, sorry to hear that. What happened? And he said, me and my dude did a home invasion with a handgun and went on a high-speed chase with the police because we was in a stolen car.
I love that he's just telling this fucking stranger on Instagram. Stranger. What's going on? Like, you could be a cop. You could be anyone.
Yeah. So I said, are you doing okay? Like, and then he didn't respond to that because that's a soft-ass question. And then right. I was like, can you have Insta in jail? And he said, nah, you can't. And then that's it.
He's like the white Letarian Milton.
Oh, yeah.
That kid?
That kid's gotten his life around, turned his life around, dude.
Yeah, well,
graduated middle
shit.
School.
He did all
Popcorn
that shit.
Popcorn had
when
a hot
like
girlfriend.
10. Did he?
In his he had a hot, like, tall black girl that he was dating.
How old
and,
is
And, like,
this
there
guy?
Are pictures where he's just like, holding her ass, and he's like, nobody said we could do this. And then there's a picture at Zales where he's taking a picture of a ring, and he's like, yeah, about to celebrate our 3 month.
Oh God!
Do you remember that when jewelry stores had like the little window where you could see the guy working on the jewelry?
No.
There was one at Lay Forest Mall. They had that. They had like a little window.
Like a small Jew? Like elf?
No, it was a Chinese guy that would work on the jewelry, and you could go to pretzel time and get pretzels and just fucking stare at him. And he would get mad at you if you stared at him, but like that's why they have the fucking window
right,
there.
Right, right, right.
You flip him off and shit, and he can do anything.
Yeah, that's why we're fucking teenage assholes to troll him, dude. That's exactly what they fucking had in mind.
You just have fucking nacho cheese sauce all over your lips.
My favorite Letarian Milton video is like I think the third one where they're interviewing him and he's gotten so used to the news in his house that he's just going about his business in the house. He's like, "Cause I like doing bad shit. Leave me alone." And they're following him around the kitchen, and while they're following him, he's making Kool-Aid ice cubes.
Oh fuck, dude! Letarian's the best.
Yeah. Oh, I love him.
Wanted to adopt
him. How's he doing?
He's good. They ran a news story about him recently where it's like, oh, look how, and he's like in a suit and he's like, I'm over that. He's like, he's graduating over 8th grade. He's going to high school. He's going to play football. He's like really, really into turning his life around. We'll see though. That was a while ago. Maybe he's probably a sophomore now. Damn, I wonder what Letarian's up to. I'm gonna follow up.
Peer pressure, man. That's tough. That's what made Brock do those unspeakable things.
That's right. It was party culture.
It was party culture and peer pressure.
Free Brock, guys. If we could be serious for a moment, let Brock out of jail. Did you see that story? Because
he has the same name as the president.
Yeah.
And the guy from Pokemon with the stone. Yeah.
Well, Barack Obama actually said if I had a son, his name would sound
his name
like
would
Brock's.
Be Brock.
If I had a son, he would be Letarian Milton. He said that for real.
He did.
Did you see that thing about that girl that like wrote a letter to the judge saying that like Brock's not a bad guy. I like went to elementary school with him. And like, you know, if you write a letter to a judge in a trial, it's like public record. So someone found it and they put it online. And that girl was in a band. And now that band is like been kicked out of all these music festivals in Brooklyn.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And like all these fucking, well, Bar Matchless, they kicked them out. And the owner of Matchless was like,
she lives here?
No, the band's in like Ohio or some shit, but Bar Matchless kicked the band out and they're like, we're not going to support anybody that apologizes or diminishes rape. And it's like, have you watched the show at your bar?
The stand-up show yeah. every Monday?
Every fucking Monday.
Michael Che's like, let me tell you about my new thought about Cosby. Like,
yeah, pretty much.
I got 10 new Cosby minutes. Yeah.
Bar Matchless will never stand by rape. That's Bar Matchless. Check us out on Yelp. Give us 5 stars for not.
Dude, my friend just bought me because he thought it'd be funny or something. He listens to the podcast now, but
yeah,
he just bought me Bill Cosby shirt from like season 12. He's like, it's so cheap. No one wants like Cosby Show memorabilia. So he
you
got
gonna rock
me.
It?
It's a Monsters shirt. I'm gonna have a Monsters shirt in my room. I mean, Hitler's underpants. Like
I would wear Hitler underpants.
Is Cosby going to jail?
He's going to trial, I think.
Yeah.
Some shit came out. There's one statute of limitations that wasn't expired.
Oh, really?
Because that's what he kept getting away with it. What if all the rapes were in like the 70s? And
what if that's the trial I'm on? What if that's the jury I get selected for?
Probably, dude.
And they're like, well, he's racist, but he is a comedian. So he's got, you know, check marks on both sides.
That's right. Neutral.
He's completely neutral on this one.
Are you worried about getting a fucking long-ass trial? A nice murder trial?
I am. I mean, it would be cool, you know.
My friend sort of lost his mind doing that. Eric did.
Eric? Is that what happened to Eric?
I sort of think that might have happened because he did, like, he sent a guy to jail for 35 years.
He didn't send a guy to jail, but yeah.
He was on this jury that they convicted. And he said it was super intense, and there was like long jury deliberations and stuff.
You know what I would want to do is like one of those ones where somebody left a baby in a car.
Yeah.
And I would be the one guy where it's like, nah, fuck that baby. I'd be the 12 Angry Men guy that's like, I personally, fuck that baby. That's how I feel. And then they all have to convince me, and they can't do it.
And then they're like, all right, forget it.
So, guys, the Tonys are going on tonight. Who's excited? I mean, I've seen
in the Tonys.
Tonys is for what? Musicals?
It's for plays.
It's for plays.
But all the plays are in New York. So it's like, why would anyone else watch Tonys that don't live in New York? That aren't like gay men living in Chelsea in New York.
I thought it was like the award. I thought it was like, okay, which one's the best? Scarface, Soprano, The Tiger. You got to pick one here. Which one? Which one's it going to be? Who's the best? I say Tony the Tiger.
The Goose, baby.
Oh, man, we were looking at Goose. We were looking at naked pictures of Tony the Tiger the other week. And there's a thing. When people draw Tony the Tiger on like DeviantArt, fucking Mario or Sam.
Huge hug.
Of course he's got a huge dick. I mean, everybody has a huge dick in the cartoon fuck world. But what's great is the way they draw Tony is so the end of his dick is blue because his nose is
blue.
Oh no.
It's always every single one. He's got a blue tip of a dick.
It's unbelievable, dude.
Oh, that's incredible.
He's just got a blue dick.
Literally, you will not find one Tony the Tiger dick pic online that is not blue headed.
It's so funny. And that makes me think about like Toucan Sam dick. They should draw it striped like his nose. And he's saying, follow your dick to the smaller birds. You know, I was looking up Toucan Sam on Wikipedia the other day.
Sure,
and
of course.
Which I love Wikipedia because the Toucan Sam article is like 15,000 words.
It is?
There was a lot of shit on there. Holy I don't know if it's that shit. Far. But yeah, and then they have... They have, you know what, it is actually the longest article I've seen. It's on the Wikia. It's like the Star Wars Wikia.
Right, right.
The page for Wedge Antilles, who's like a minor character in the movies. He's like Luke Skywalker's friend. That's like, you can do it, Luke. You know, like, that's like maybe his only line in the movie. And that article, like, you pull it up on your phone. Look up Wedge Antilles on your fucking phone on the Star Wars Wikia.
Like Wedge, like
yeah, like Wedge, salad? Like yeah, salad Wedge. It's obscene. It's probably like 50,000 words. How much somebody fucking wrote about Wedge Antilles. But yeah, I was looking at the Toucan Sam page, and it's like all these extra characters and storylines that happen in the commercial that nobody pays attention to that shit.
Right, right, right.
And somebody got paid like millions of dollars at a...
Oh, yeah.
It's like, well, what if he's got a friend that's like a... It's like a dog that's on safari. And they got paid a shit ton of money for that.
I would love to do that shit. Didn't you do
this is pretty long.
No, our company paid me briefly to like, they were like, we want you to write tweets for us. And that lasted 2 days. And they were like, never mind. Please don't ever do this again.
Can we work for Hillary Clinton? Fuck Brandon. We should just be writing those tweets. We wouldn't write as nerdy tweets as...
Yeah, delete your account. Everyone thought that was so fucking cool.
No, actually, first of all, I only found out about that because of people making fun of her for that.
Yeah, it's so
no
stupid.
No one thought that was cool.
Yeah, all these people were I'm dead. Cool. I'm crying. Cry emoji. Drag him. Drag him, Hillary. And it's like, what? That's supposed to be
Hillary,
impressive?
Hillary, be the Khaleesi that we that America needs. Hillary. Yo, this is what Hillary doesn't get, okay?
Yes.
Sorry to go to Chapo territory here, but this is my political analysis. Hillary can't go cool. We're never going to buy it. She's not cool.
Yeah.
You have to emphasize the fact that you're like a freak. Like, I'm a freak. I read policy papers like all night long. Like, I have no sex.
She should go full
drive.
Autism, dude. She should,
she should go
about
Big Bang Theory.
Yeah.
That show has been on for like 27 seasons. Nerd culture is huge. The Golden State Warriors are a nerd team, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Why doesn't she just go full nerd? Why is she trying to be cool?
That's smart.
Why is she trying to be good. Beyonce? Yeah.
And it's like Donald Trump is so inherently cool that like anytime you know, what's so great about Trump is he should be so easy to make fun of. But
he's
not.
Hideous.
He's not.
He's wearing not. Weave.
Anytime, okay. All the people that are like, oh, Trump, you sound like a fucking nerd. Saying
yeah, you're a nerd.
He doesn't care. You're a nerd making fun of Donald Trump. And you know what? Everyone made fun of the dangerous Donald thing. And guess what he calls Elizabeth Warren?
Goofy
Elizabeth. Which should be so much worse than Dangerous Donald, but it's perfect.
Goofy Elizabeth.
Yeah, yeah.
He just calls her Goofy.
Goofy Elizabeth's going to keep lying about being Pocahontas.
And it works. I love him.
Goofy Elizabeth.
I really just, I cannot wait until the election's over, and I'm going to buy that hat.
He's really,
hat when the election's over, it'll be nice. But.
I mean, as a social phenomenon, he's Agent Smith of the Republican Party. He's a virus that's just multiplying, and we just don't know how far.
Holy shit. Did I show you that comment someone sent me on...
They said Trump is Agent Smith?
No. sorry. From some woman posting on Trump's page.
You showed
yeah,
me.
Yeah, yeah. I don't
so
know if I showed
fucking
you.
Funny.
Somebody sent me this. This kid who listens to the podcast. Shout out to him.
Shout out. Who?
So, okay. This is on Trump's page on Facebook. Some woman, Terry L. Beavis Guthrie. And I looked. I'm pretty sure.
Is that
real? I'm pretty sure it's real.
Okay.
I mean, it's as much as I can vet.
Yeah.
And she goes, she writes, Mr. Trump, I don't know if you read these posts or not. However, my son Matthew, who was born with Down syndrome, would be honored to tell Obama and Hillary they are fired. He will be voting for you, and you are his idol. He's been telling us since he saw The Apprentice that Obama is fired. It would be the thrill of his life to be able to stand next to you and tell them both, Obama and Hillary, you are fired.
Oh, my God.
That's so awesome.
That's the best shit I've ever heard in my entire life.
Mr. Trump, my retarded son, is a big fan of your policies.
Mr. Trump, my son with Down syndrome, who sometimes thinks you are Donald Duck. Who sometimes confuses you with Donald Duck, to be fair.
He would love to tell Hillary.
To tell Obama and Hillary they're fired.
You're fired.
Like, what is he basing that off of? What? Why does this kid hate Obama?
BB came out for Trump in a couple tweets, responded like, BB, don't. BB, Trump's not good, dude. You shouldn't do that.
No, I fully support BB being on the Trump train.
Well, BB does support BB Netanyahu, but that's only because they have the same name.
Oh, fuck. That is so goddamn good.
Well, we are winding down here. We need something else to talk about. We still have 15 minutes to kill.
I watched the Benghazi movie.
Oh, did you? Yeah, perfect. Let's talk about that.
It is... Okay, guys. It is... first of all, Michael Bay is so right-wing at this point. I don't know what has happened to this guy. He's just like... He's like a psycho. They kill so many Muslim people in this movie. I can't even begin to explain to you how many people Jim from The Office killed. It's Jim from The Office.
Jim looking hot as hell, by the
just
way.
Just murdering. And Roy from The Office is also
really?
In. Yeah, but he's
it's
like...
It's an Office spinoff.
Oh, dude, it's just incredible. So me and my friend were watching it, and...
Is Hillary supposed to be Michael Scott?
Well, Hillary's the head of ISIS. Everyone knows that.
Yeah.
Me and my friend were watching it, and, like, at the beginning, we were, like, ironically high-fiving each other every time they said, like, Benghazi, like, real serious. They're like, guess we better go to Benghazi. You know, like, yeah, we just, like, yeah, high-five yeah. each other. But at a certain point, like, we realized that the word Benghazi is literally written on maybe every single page of that script.
Damn.
They are saying, and, oh, the movie is also 2 hours and 40 minutes long.
Oh, my God.
Of just them saying the word Benghazi. There are titles, there are cryons on screen at the beginning of scenes where they say Benghazi. They like introduce the scene as like Benghazi.
When they show you the location in that movie, is it always done in that like the computer
font
that shows up with the military movies? They always have to have like the date and military time. Yeah, and the computer where it's being decoded in front of you, just like the fucking military would do, dude.
That's my favorite thing is in movies about the Muslim world, like there's always at the beginning of a scene to establish you're in the Muslim world, the call to prayer. Yeah. It's like the gong. It's like the gong of East Asia. Like, oh, we're in China now. Gong. You know,
the best song from any one of those movies is that like Somali, like prayer song from Black Hawk Down. They're like, hey, you know, like the dramatic, somebody's dying. Just have that dying in slow motion.
Dude, your close personal friend is in that movie, Tom Sizemore.
Oh shit, yeah. Oh, by the way, if you're listening and you don't know, Tom Sizemore and me are actually friends.
Do you still follow each other on Twitter?
Yeah, I checked to make sure he hasn't unfollowed me. but he, you know, Tom Sizemore is fucking insane. Imagine he like was in every great movie from like 1996 until 2000.
Oh, yeah.
And then just did a bunch of meth and beat the shit out of... Who was it? Heidi Fleiss? Who did he beat up?
He's still working.
Yeah, he's still working, but he was in a movie with Paul Verzey.
Really?
Yeah, like 2 weeks ago. I saw Paul.
What?
I saw Paul outside his tent. He's like, yeah, I finished working on a movie with Tom Sizemore, and it was great. And, you know, we took pictures together, and we had a great time. And I was like, Tom Sizemore? And he was like, yeah. And I was like, I love Tom Sizemore.
He was on the Celebrity Rehab Dr. Dre show.
Hell yeah.
You can't fix Sizemore. Sizemore needs those drugs to be as talented of an actor as he is.
Oh, yeah.
The way
that's what Kelsey needed to be Frasier. You know.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Apparently Kelsey Grammer was on like a cocktail of intoxicants the entire time he was making
Hell
Frasier.
Yes, dude.
Apparently,
how much of the cocktail was semen?
It was 2 liters. It was Niles semen.
When I was a kid I couldn't tell. I thought they were British.
Yeah, I did too.
Are they British? I don't understand why they have that accent.
It's like, oh, no, they're not. Because
the
gay.
dad was a cop, and he was like, you know, working vice. He was like, you don't understand the kind of day I've had, and he beat him, so they sent him to live with their gay British mother.
Is that the story? Because there was a British, wasn't the
nanny or not?
The nanny was British,
not the nanny, but the like maid,
Mrs. Sheffield.
Yeah.
That was a good ass show too.
I watched all of that shit.
I wanted to smash Fran Drescher, and I still do. By the way,
really?
Hell yeah, dude!
She was hot,
dude. And then she had like a show on the CW or some shit, like fucking 10 years after the nanny, where she was like old and still hot. I'd still smash now, guys.
I can't. I don't know if I can have sex with a Jew ever again.
Yes,
I can say that.
Yes,
why
can
you say that? Personally, I'm offended.
They drive
as a guy that likes to fuck.
I can't do it. You would limit. I just dated. I was seeing this girl who's like a New York City. I was like, this is the real Jew. She's a real kind of Jew.
Yes,
I was
like, very, not like me. The treacherous ones
from Las Vegas. This is a real bit, you know.
A real, yeah.
And then every time she'd say thank you for something, it was just, it sounded like she was being sarcastic. She'd be like, wow, thanks a lot. I'd be like, well, I just did, like, I cooked dinner, so.
Dude, you're going to come back. You're going to come back for the tribe, dude.
I can't stand it, dude. They drive me.
Would your parents be sad if you didn't marry a Jew?
They do say that, but that's just, like, absurd.
I love that.
That's like, yeah, fuck your cousin. Okay, Adam, fuck your cousin. You know, we are only 2% of the entire population of the entire country. I mean, I guess it's different in New York. But fuck your cousin. Yes. Just please fuck your
cousin. They're like 97% here.
Yeah,
it's two men.
It's mostly them, I think, in New York.
I like two non-Jewish
people. That girl accent, whenever girls say thank you, they go... Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Oh my god,
much.
Thank you. That's like what?
Every girl, yeah, every single girl.
Why
like
do you
shop
do that?
Like thank shoppy you. Girls? Shop yeah. girls?
Shop?
What are you talking about?
Like girls that are like to shop.
Oh yeah, yeah. Oh, I have to
I
shop.
I have to shop.
Yeah, we were doing that. Right. Oh my god, I was
the
shopping.
Worst day.
I was shopping all day and I'm so exhausted that I just have to shop. I have to blow off steam. I do my business shopping during the day and then I work on these commercials and like the wardrobe assistant girls are always the worst fucking people in the entire world. They're like, "I'm 20 and I kind of just you know, find my way through life by positive thinking. And so I don't really pay rent. I just fuck people to stay at their place."
Oh, yeah. That's
I would love to do that.
Always, yeah.
I saw this girl that I was dating a few months ago, and she said to me, she said, yeah, after we stopped seeing each other, I realized that I can fuck any guy that I want. So there was really no reason to go out with you because... as a woman, I can have sex with any man.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's the Da Vinci Code. I mean, if they all realize that, then it's over for us, right?
No, no, no. This is...
us
this
personality
this
boys?
This is getting into, like, shitty black comic territory. Yeah. Like, goes the pussy.
You got a got a scholarship sitting underneath your legs.
That was one of Ari Spears' bits where he's talking about, how are women, a woman not going to go to college? You got a scholarship. You sitting on a scholarship, girl.
And he's basically saying, fuck your way to college. Use your pussy to go to college.
That's a so good.
That's a good bit.
It's a good bit. Yeah.
They can fuck whatever they want.
Hell
well,
yeah, dude.
Well, what else do we got? Somebody talk for 5 minutes. Whew,
guys,
Twitter.
I just want to know what's going on with my cum boys, dude.
What's
are you coming? On? Is everyone? Let's have a weekly cum check. When was the last time you came, Adam?
Yesterday.
Did you beat off or was it sex?
Both.
Both? Wait, what do you mean?
Yeah.
Nice, man.
I did both activities yesterday.
Hell yeah, dude.
Yeah, yeah.
Beating off first or second?
No, that was just a daytime roommate's gone, you know.
Beating off just to clear the pipes?
Escaping into my masturbatorium. I mean, like, living with roommates is just,
yeah, oh yeah.
You know.
I know.
Anytime you're alone, you have to
like
you
a
have
bandit.
To masturbate. Yeah.
Now, let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Do you like to keep a
Michelle from the podcast?
Ah, yes. From the weirdest
still
part
does
of the
not,
podcast.
You thought it was weird?
I think it was a little weird.
I think it was
people
weird.
The feedback was it was they loved it, but it was also very retarded.
Oh yeah.
Oh, well
yeah.
Then that's
well no, I think
on
it was
brand.
Dumb. It was dumb how we took it to a dumb place maybe. But people told me that
well, you know, we went in with a lot of tension and drama and then I wasn't there for most of it. Neither was Stav.
You went to the bathroom?
I left and then
yeah, I left
and
also
then,
in the
yeah,
beginning.
And then that apparently that Seth guy came in.
Yeah.
We took
well,
it
was-
to
Seth Dickfield, who's not based on another guy who's been posting a lot of dumb shit on the fucking internet since the shooting this morning. Dude, I'm trying to look at Twitter for like some...
Didn't he block you?
He unblocked me for whatever reason. This other guy who's not related
to
Seth
Dickfield.
Has
nothing to do with Seth Dickfield.
But Yeah, no, I'm trying to look at Twitter for like trending topics, but I guess like E3 or something is going on now, so all the shooting stuff has been drowned out by news about video games. So heads up, dude.
A VR headset that's also sex.
I remember when I was like in middle school, me and my friends were talking about like, imagine how sweet virtual reality is going to be. You can put on a helmet that'll plug into the Nintendo, and then another machine will suck your dick. And you can fuck fake women in virtual reality. Like, it was just, we never even considered that you could fuck real women. Yeah. Just, technology is good. When we're adults, we'll be able to fuck robots. It just never. Somebody made that.
What age is that, though?
Like 11.
Because the age immediately after that, 13, is like when you become the most misogynistic you'll ever be. Like,
I was
before
pretty...
you've actually touched anything, that's when you like see another child like at school and you're like, go to your boys, you're like, yeah, I would fuck that bitch in the ass. You know,
like, yeah, some girl is wearing like a training bra.
Yeah, it's like a child, like another child at school. Yeah.
She has a Barbie
shirt. Yeah, I would fuck her in the ass. I know.
Yeah, I remember when I was in first grade, I had a piece of paper with a marker. I had written girls I would fuck, and then it was just a list of girls in my class.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm serious. And I like folded it up and hid it somewhere in my room. And I remember my parents never found it, but I imagine if they did, they would just have to be like, yeah, I guess we just put this back. I don't know. I don't want to have this conversation. Yeah. So they probably found
first
it.
First grade?
Yeah.
You knew fuck? You knew, like, fuck?
Oh, I knew the word fuck. I mean, it wasn't like...
You didn't know the concept.
Yeah, no, I didn't. I mean, I guess. Yeah, but until, like, you know how, like, in a child's head, the vagina is, like, where your dick is.
Of course.
So you...
Very confusing the first time you try and touch
down.
A vagina.
Yeah,
it's so much
it's
lower
so much
than
down.
You think it's going to be.
You think it's at the dick place.
Yeah,
that was
yeah.
I fucked that up big time in the...
And then also you think you just put the dick in and then that's it.
Yeah.
You don't understand. There's like a thrusting element there.
My friend was asking me the other day. He's like, you ever like in a relationship with a girl you're close with, like just like sleep inside of her?
Yeah, like, there's a name for that, dude. What is it called?
What is it called?
It's called like hot soaking or something.
That's terrible.
Yeah, you
like,
leave
you
your
sleep,
dick in.
You
that's how you
sleep
give somebody
inside.
A fucking yeast infection.
Yes,
that sounds terrible, dude.
Yeah.
Also, what, your dick just like is...
Also, who's
like,
this fucking
really
weird
beautiful.
Friend of yours asking you this question?
Dude, my
is it Michael Douglas?
You know the friend. I'm not going to
say
have
a make love?
I think I know the friend.
You can't... Don't just either say it or don't say it. Don't like signal us.
Oh,
it's
no.
It's Tom Sizemore. It's a close personal friend.
All right.
It was another person. God damn.
Yeah, no, that's like a terrible idea. Somebody, I forget where it was. I saw it online. There was some comment section or maybe it was like Yahoo Answers or something where like a woman was like, is it normal for like her boyfriend kept a cup of water next to the bed to dip his dick in after they
fucked? What the fuck?
To give a bath? To give a penis to
just go rinse your cock off in the fucking bathroom,
it's
dude.
Like a dick cup.
That's terrible.
He's like putting his dick in. Wash it off.
He should have
he has like
fucking,
a bird bath should, in his room for dipping his dick in.
Well, it's like a bidet.
No, he should keep fucking the stuff barbers use. He should keep the blue stuff. Just have his dick in there.
Well, I don't know what you're talking about. Barbers have
the blue stuff.
Thing. What blue
oh,
stuff?
Oh, yeah. Barbicide.
Barbicide.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know what that is.
The, for
you
the
know
combs, they
I've
put
never
the, blue, the combs in the,
oh,
in the
oh,
blue shit. Yeah,
oh,
it looks like
okay.
Windex.
Yeah.
Barbicide.
You know what's funny? I was like, you know how they have the barbershop poles with the blue and red? And they do that because they used to like drain blood there. But like barbers, like before, I think surgery was like, you know, standardized. Like you could just go to a barber and you'd be like, hey, can you cut this tumor out of me? And be like, I'll give it a shot.
Yeah, that's what medicine, yeah.
Yeah. That's crazy. I feel like we need to end this one with a bang. There's got to be something we can fucking talk about.
Okay.
Where we're not just rambling. Because this is, to be honest, the worst one yet.
For sure, I'd say.
This has got to be the worst
yeah,
one.
Yeah, well, we didn't plan.
Well, we can't plan. I'm fucking sick. It's not my fault.
Yeah.
I don't blame. We ran out of shitty comedians to talk about. there's like three of those guys.
All right.
And there's, actually, you know what? You remember Tom Flood?
I don't.
Tom Flood, I don't even know if he... I wouldn't really classify him as a shitty comedian. He was like, oh, fuck, Mike Diesel. Ooh. How have we not talked about old Mike Diesel? Yeah. Oh, man. I'm glad I remember.
Tell that fucking story, though.
Okay. So Mike Diesel is this little fucking... He looks like you remember that show U.S. Acres? It was the it was part of Garfield and Friends.
Oh, no. I don't remember.
Remember Garfield and Friends, the TV show? It was the Garfield TV show. Yes, and then it would cut to the farm scenes where there was like... You know, the Roy, the chicken, and
Sheldon. Yes.
And then Orson was the pig.
Yeah, hell yeah.
And Orson had three older brothers that were like bully pigs. So Mike Diesel looks like the bully pig older brother. He's this like stout fucking like, I think his real last name is Cucurini. He's this like stout fucking.
Diesel. Yeah. As his stage just name.
And it's great. If you do a Bing image search for Mike Diesel, the first like three pictures of him, the next one's something like guy deadlifting 600 pounds, and then the one underneath that is like three dudes sucking each other's dicks. But so yeah, Diesel was fucking. You don't know Diesel, Adam?
No.
You met
Mike. I've barely met, but I only came contact with him once at an open mic.
Yeah, well, he was great. He was like a pathological liar, and he would tell these stories where they were harmless. You know, he was like that much of a liar where you never had to worry about the stories. But he was telling. You know, his act was fucking... He was so happy when the Iraq War started because, like, you know, he would go on stage and he would start doing his Iraq War bit about, like, yeah, you're George Bush and Saddam Hussein, blah, blah, blah. And then halfway through the bit, at some point he would be like, and you know Ross Perot's over there, like, hey, and he'd do his Ross Perot impression. And it's like, oh, you wrote these jokes 10 years ago. You're just cycling these back.
Wait,
in.
Ross you Perot. Were doing comedy like at the beginning of the Iraq
no,
War?
No. I started in 2005. So, you know, 2 years in.
Okay, word.
Two years into the war. Yeah, but, so Diesel, he would tell all these fucking lies. And one time he tells this story about, he's like, so I'm at a bar, right? I'm at a bar and, say anything you want to me. You know, say whatever you want to me. I don't give a shit. You know, I'm not going to have a problem with it. You know, he's like doing that one, the thing that guys do where they do the tough guy thing where it's like, you say whatever you want to me, but if you come after my friends, I'll fucking kill you.
Right.
He's like, say whatever you want to me. I don't care. And there's this guy at the bar and he's talking a bunch of shit. You know, he's like a shit talker causing a ruckus or whatever. I'm not thinking about it. But then he steps on my wife's foot and, you know, that's just a line you don't cross. So so I say, you better fucking apologize. And he's refusing to apologize. So I grab him. I get him in a headlock, and I take him down to the ground. And I get him down to the ground, and I have him there. And I can feel his life slip out of my hands.
What? Yeah. He murdered someone?
And so, people are just listening to Mike tell it because he bullshits all the time. They're like, go on. You know?
Right, and he's like,
yeah, and you know, the wait staff, they said, Mike, we saw what happened. We'll take care of this for you. And so he told a story about how he murdered somebody at a bar and the wait staff.
Stepping on his wife.
Yeah. And the bar was like, hey, that's Mike Diesel, famous comedian.
Yeah.
We're going to fucking let him go.
Doesn't he have that other thing about the advice?
He told another story about being at a fucking bar one time. He's always at a bar. He's always got these like bar stories that he tells.
This was a headliner he was working
with. Yeah,
he's
working with a young comic named William. really good comic. Everyone knew this guy was going to be big. And he says to me, he says, Mike, if you just took the impressions out of your act, you would be the greatest comedian I've ever seen. And that was Bill Hicks. And the best part is, he still has impressions in it.
You didn't take Bill Hicks' advice. Oh, my God. I had a teacher in high school that was a former LAPD vice cop and a pathological liar. He made up stories. Like, we would fact check a bunch of them. But one of them actually we thought was a lie ended up to be almost true.
What was it?
Basically, he was saying that during his time in the LAPD, he worked security detail for like movies, and he's like, "Yeah, you know, I was a big fan of Cosby. We smoked cigars together on set, you know." And I was like, "Whoa, you worked on movies?" He's like, "Yeah, I was in a couple movies." And we're like, "What was the name of the movies that you were in?" And he's like, "Disco something or other." And we're like, what?
so I don't remember the name.
And I was like, do you have the movie? He's like, oh, my fucking ex-wife. She has the movie, you know. But yeah, I used to have it on tape. But and then it was the first time I'd ever used IMDb. I looked it up, and there's a movie. There was a blaxploitation movie directed by this guy, Fast Black. And it was called Disco 9000, and he was a vice cop number two, Richard Warren. He was
That's weird. It's like this movie. Is pathological liars. They'll have one or two stories that are real, but then they sound like bullshit, like the other ones.
Well, right. He used to tell us stories that were like, he was like, oh, and then she died in my arms after dropping charges from the scumbag, beating and raping her. I finally came and it was too late, and I'll never forget that day, April 31st, 1968. You know, and then we're like, my friend was like, yo, there's no April 31st. That's not a day.
Yeah. No, Mike told it. Mike, I forget who told me this story, but Mike had said this, I think it was Rob Mayer. He told Rob Mayer at a party, he was like, you know, he's like, hey, Mike, how you been? And Mike goes, pretty good. Went fishing with the Clintons on the weekend. So he said, him and his wife went, me and Patience went fishing with the Clintons. And so I guess, yeah, Bill and Hillary Clinton are good friends with Mike Diesel, the booker of Wiseacres Comedy Club.
The defunct for 6 years. Wiseacres Comedy Club.
So they went fishing. And then at the party later, he sees Mike's wife and he's like, I was hanging out with the Clintons all weekend. And Mike's standing right there. And, his wife looks at Rob and she's like, what are you talking about? And Mike just like... You know, in The Simpsons, when Homer like is talking to Flanders and his brain just like disappears or whatever. Yeah, Mike just fucking stonewalls him and pretends like it didn't happen. Mike, one time he invited me to. He's like, I want you to. I throw a party every year. It's the only time I do cocaine with my wife. It's at this party. It's called the East Coast Comics Convention, and basically every comedian on the East Coast is going to be there. Which is like, Mike, that's like 45,000 people. Yeah. Is it Burning Man?
East Coast Comics Convention.
Yeah, and he goes, it's at my house out in. He lived out in West Virginia somewhere, and I did a show at a Fish Head Cantina.
Yes.
Yeah. It was in like Rivera Beach or some shit.
No, Fish Head was in fucking Arbutus or like in Catonsville.
Yeah, that's where it was. It was Arbutus. And so the party was at Mike's house, but after that. And I drove out there. I followed Mike Stork and Cat Malone out to this fucking party, the East Coast Comics Convention. And, but I know Mike's a liar. So when he says every comedian on the East Coast should be there, I'm like, okay, like a couple of guys I'm friends with. It'll be a party, you know. I hang out and have fun. And I get there. There is literally no one.
That's sad.
Mike on the couch. He's in his lazy boy with his fucking legs up, and he's got a fucking Afghan draped over his legs. And he's petting a shitty old dog, and his wife's like, come on in, you know. And Basil White is asleep upstairs. And there's a fucking cat eating like part of like one of those long catered subs on the table.
Oh, that's a nightmare.
And I had driven from like Baltimore basically to West Virginia. Yeah, it was like an hour and a half. We drove out there, and that was the night. So we're all like getting high and shit, and it was me and Mike Diesel and Stork, and then I think Basil woke up, and we're like. You know how Stork is, where he'll like, just go off and he's talking about like neurotransmitters or whatever. And they're talking about like therapy and shit. And Mike says at one point, he's like, yeah, you know, it took me a long time to find a good therapist. And I had a lot of people who tried to be nice to me, and it really took someone to just sit me down and say, no, Mike, this is what happened to you, okay? You were fucking raped. And, you know, immediately I'm like, fuck you, asshole. And he's, like, reenacting like, the scene from Good Will Hunting or whatever. He's like, fuck you, because fuck you is why, you know.
But
eventually I just had to accept it. And, I mean, I know Mike's lying. He wasn't fucking raped.
Wait, rewind. Wait, he was doing a scene from a movie?
Well, he's always, like, all of his, because he's a liar. So all of his reactions to things are, like shit he saw in movies.
Right.
And, you know, he's like, and then they tried to say my coupon wasn't invalid, and I said, you can't handle the truth. You know, it's like always this dramatic interaction with people where he's like, you know, coming out on top. But yeah, that was the best part of this. Oh, and I went down to his basement to get like a soda or something. And so he's this big, fat fucking piece of shit, but he's one of those fat guys. It's like, he told Andy Klein one time, somebody was talking about working out, and he tells Andy, he's like, yeah, I've been working out a lot. I'm actually down to 0.4% body fat.
Like Ray Lewis in his prime had 6% body fat. Yeah, well,
like, and he's like, Mike, we can see you. Just say that.
He was
fat as shit. He's fucking bigger than Stavros. He was like twice the size of Stavros.
He's at
0.4% body fat. That's like a fucking Auschwitz victim.
That's
like
not even
0.4% body fat.
Yeah, like peak athletes are at 8%.
But that's not even like believable.
Yeah, no, I mean that's kind of shit. He would say, yeah, I'm down to 0.4% body fat. So yeah, I go down to his basement and he's got his little workout area, which is like a bench, like an adjustable bench, and then just 2 50-pound dumbbells. It's the only thing. Just doing like one fucking swinging curl with his fucking piggly arms, and that's his whole exercise regimen. Well, I'm good. I'm glad. Yeah, I'm glad I remembered him. We'll save Tom Flood for the. I'm glad. You know, it's funny. I was trying to like pick my brain, trying to think of like a shitty comic I haven't shit on yet.
I'd love to. Maybe next episode we'll get into really deep into Dave Schoffer.
Yeah, Dave's
good.
He's
a fucking.
Dave's
gem,
always
dude.
Been nice to me, but you know, apparently people fucking hate him.
Are you kidding? Oh. That's hilarious.
Uncle Dave comedy?
Uncle Dave comedy, dude.
Well, Tom Flood, why I brought up Tom Flood is because Tom Flood, and it sort of ties into Diesel, Tom Flood was this guy with like who was severely autistic. He wasn't high-functioning autistic. He could like barely communicate with you, and he pushed carts at like the Safeway down Route 7 or something, and he would come to Wiseacres for the open mic, and, you know, he would go on stage and do his time, but it wasn't jokes or anything, and everyone would laugh at him. And like, but people, so half of it was people being like, we're being supportive, or this is avant-garde, and it's like, no, you're laughing at an autistic man.
Right,
this is exploitation.
Right.
That's all
right,
it is.
Right, for sure.
And like one time he went on stage and he fucking like dragged, he spent the first 2 minutes of his set dragging tables onto the, from like the audience onto his, the stage. And he lines them up and puts four chairs behind them. And he's like, oh, the 1984, NBC4 afternoon news, broadcast from September, you know, 13th. And he like, he's like, and, like, Mitch Douglas sat here and, Kate, and he reenacts some afternoon news broadcast from like 1984 that he remembers, and it's not jokes or anything.
Hell yes.
And I remember Mike Diesel, like, he was like, I'm telling you, if you brought that act on the road, it would kill. He is a genius. And it's like, no, Mike, if you brought that act on the road,
Jesus
it
Christ
would kill. That is Andy Kaufman level genius. It's like, no, you're just fucking laughing and disabled.
Oh God.
Yeah, he's so dumb, dude. Twitey met him. I saw Twitey at a party, and he was like, do you know this Mike Diesel guy? And I was like, oh, yeah, dude, I know Mike. And he's like, yeah, I just worked with him. He's like saying he's been a comic for 30 years, and like, he's like, I only got 4 teeth left, but like, you could see all of Mike's teeth. So Mike was literally lying through his teeth. We're going to have to wrap it up.
Yeah, all right.
That's more than enough time. Thanks for listening to Cumtown. We're gonna set up donations soon.
Yeah,
because you really should be paying for this.
For the, yeah, this level of work.
Give your money to women, fam. Give your money to women.
We all identify as women.
We're all women when it comes to being paid to fucking say woke shit on the damn internet. Hand, clap emoji. Clap back, fam. Clap back.
Fingernail painting.
I love the
emoji.
Fingernail one.
Yeah. All right.
Good.
Later.
See you, bros.
Can we put the kids on the moon?